It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right now, as Jeff McNeil hits a two-run bomb to put the Mets on the board, this is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show. I'm not going to do my open yet, but the Yankees won. They get the split. We're hoping that the Mets can do the same. And as Paul brings the music down, I have a guest joining us right away. This is my favorite Yankee as a kid. If you've listened to me and you've heard about this guy, I mean, I dressed up as this guy back-to-back Halloweens, made me want to play center field. Joining us right now, 5-1, burn, baby, burn.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, Bernie. I'm just really disappointed that back-to-back years, I moved apartments. I left my apartment last year and this year, and it's on the same day as your softball game. I can't play in the softball game again.
Oh, man, that is insane. That is insane. You did so well. You're a great part of our team, man. Running for me and everything.
I hit a homer first at bat, and I'm missing back-to-back years, 2023 and 2024. But the annual Bernie Williams Day will be held this Saturday, July 27th, at the Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut. It's amazing up there. It's a celebrity softball game going on at 1 p.m. And then the concert. I mean, I was listening to The Fan one day, and Sean Morash tried to slight you a bit. He threw your name in there when talking about Jose Iglesias and how, you know, these guys only get opportunities. I'm sure you're familiar with Candelita, Oh My God, right? These guys only get opportunities because they're good at baseball. I'm like, wait. Don't put Bernie Williams in the same category as Jose Iglesias on the field or off the field. Bernie, I was there. I saw you play. I saw the band. I saw the whole concert set up. You're the man. Can you tell us what people can look forward to with the game and the concert to follow?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for giving the opportunity to talk to you about this and all the fans. I mean, this is just one of the things that I do every year, and that's definitely one of the highlights of my year. We have a concert at 5 p.m., but then before that, at 1 p.m., we have a softball game. And over the years, now we have, you know, Mariano Rivera and Dwight Gooden and Jeff Nelson and Willie Randolph and all those guys, and they're going to come this year as well. I think we're going to add John Starks, who's going to be playing part of the celebration over there. It's a great thing. You know, the Richfield Playhouse Arts and Education Program is one of the things that we support, that we provide free educational performances and all kinds of goodies to, you know, thousands of students every year. And, of course, tuning to Lung Health, which is a campaign that raises awareness about interstitial lung disease, which, as you know, is the thing that killed my dad, you know, in 2001. Mm-hmm. And I've been teaming up, you know, over, you know, a number of years with Boehringer Ingelheim, which is actually in Richfield. So they're big sponsors of this event. And I'm so glad and proud to have them, you know, teaming along with us.
Yeah, I mean, man, you know, it supports a good cause. I want people to know that this thing isn't just for a bunch of guys to get together and play softball and, you know, play music. It's for a great cause. You can still get tickets. You can still go out there. And they even added more seats because now it's been multiple years. It's growing and growing. There's more seats available out there. I remember being in the outfield with Mariano, Mookie Wilson, and Jake Peavy showed up, and he also played in the concert. It's great. An amazing day.
Yeah, over the years, we have had, you know, such a great blessing to have the support of the My Baseball community and the musicians and people, you know, out in the area. And it has turned out to be a great event every year. So you know, encouraging people to, you know, check it out and enjoy the day. It's, you know, a bit of a long day, but at the end, it's going to be a very feel-good day, you know, having the the softball game. Now I can run. I have one good knee that I can
now
run.
You can run a bit.
Now I can run, I think. And then we have a concert, and we have a lot of really guest stars performing in the concert as well. And I always have a great time. So thank you so much, you know, for giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
Yes, sir. So it's RidgefieldPlayhouse.org. Again, it's RidgefieldPlayhouse.org to go buy tickets to that event Saturday, July 27th, this Saturday coming up. It's a long day, but it's worth it. If you're into baseball, if you want to meet some legends, and if you want to enjoy some good music afterwards, I literally have been thinking about this every day because I can't go. Yeah. Next year, I'm not moving. I signed a 2-year lease, so I'm in there now. Let's talk about.
Okay, man, you know that always have an open invitation, man.
Yeah, you and Forge, you guys are too good to me, man. I appreciate you guys so much. It's a real life dream that, you know, as a kid, I looked up to you, and, you know, to meet you in real life and to be around you in real life, you're even more solid. You're a great individual, athletic, musical, and just a good person. I just see how you treat everybody, how you sign every autograph, take every picture, and just like make every person that comes in contact with you feel special. And that goes a long way. The next part of this is Saturday, August 3rd at the Millbrook Winery and Vineyard in Millbrook, New York. I'm going to try and get up there for that if I can make the trip. It's the third consecutive year. I know my guy Jake from the Bronx Zoo was out there, and you're going to premiere your latest wine release. I'm not a big wine guy, but my wife is, so, you know, maybe if I tell her this, we can make that trip up on Saturday, August 3rd.
Yeah, it's a good trip. You know, Millbrook Wineries in New York, Millbrook, New York. I mean, it's just a beautiful place. For the third year in a row, I've been doing this concert, releasing, a Bernie blend of red wine, which have been taking a lot of great steps, putting together. And I'm working with a lot of great people over there at the Millbrook Winery to put this thing together. Usually I play a concert during the day, you know, day kind of like twilight, and people get an opportunity to see taste, you know, the whole variety of wines, great wines that this winery has, including my Bernie blend. And one cool thing about the bottle for the second year in a row, my daughter Beatrice has made the art for the bottle. So, you know, you get an opportunity to get some of her art there as well. So it's just a win-win for everybody. So it's another great event on Millbrook Winery in New York.
Yes, sir. Food trucks, concert, and it's a nighttime thing starting at 6 p.m. I remember seeing the Yes Network. Shout out to Yes. They did a special on it, I think, on Yankees Magazine last year. And again, I have FOMO. So this year, I'm going to try and make it. And, you know, I know you're heading somewhere. So the last thing we got to end with is talking about Tune Into Lung Health. And, I mean, I'm watching you at this point of your life and your career and, you know, what you do for your dad and for honoring your dad and his life and trying to help people. Let's close with talking about TuneIntoLungHealth.com.
Yeah, Tune Into Lung Health. It's just, it's an educational awareness program about interstitial lung disease, or ILD. And as I mentioned briefly at the beginning of the interview, my dad died from interstitial lung disease, specifically idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. So I've been working with Boehringer Ingelheim to really raise awareness about this, which is considered a rare disease. There is about 200 of these diseases called interstitial lung disease, a big umbrella of those, which my dad died from one of them. So we are really trying to encourage people to visit lungsandyou.com, which is a website designed to educate people about interstitial lung disease. And more importantly, utilizing the power of music, which is something that is very dear to my heart. When my dad was ill, one of the things that really he looked forward to change his mood, or to, you know, he was always, he put him in a good place. You know, when we utilize music, me and my brother's a cellist in Puerto Rico, and I play the guitar and used to play music for him all the time, trying to get him to do, you know, vocal exercises so he could breathe better. So all of that information is in that website, Tune Into Lung Health. If you or one of your loved ones have symptoms of ILD that may include, you know, like a dry cough, you know, fatigue, you know, things that you are, you know, kind of used to doing, you know, they become a little bit harder and harder to breathe. You should look, into visiting a pulmonologist that can give you the right determination, because you definitely do not want ILDA in your life. So thank you so much for letting me talk about that.
One more thing so we can transition into the show. There's Yankee fans listening, Mets fans listening. I got to ask you about the Yankees team before we enter another Subway Series in the Bronx. You were with the team down in spring training. You were literally with these guys that we're watching every day, and they're struggling a lot here. But they were able to fight and split this series, so now they haven't lost back-to-back series. What do you think about this second half, what they need at the deadline, and do you think like this team can actually win the AL East, maybe get to the World Series from your vantage point?
I think that they have, you know, as good a chance as anybody in that division. I think the addition of, obviously, Soto has made such an impact in that lineup, making sure that we have, you know, people protecting Aaron Judge. Aaron's having another, you know, MVP season, and between, you know, both of them, you know, they're taking care of a lot of that offense. You know, obviously the whole lineup is, you know, hopefully, you know, in the long, you know, time working on, to work at full cylinders. You know, there's a key people there that have been sort of injured, but hopefully they will come back. And I think that they have as good a chance as anybody to make that the playoffs at least, and get an opportunity to play in the World Series. This team have been together for a long, long time. They know each other so well. They're having some great additions to the club, and I think they really have been on the winning end of things and the losing end of things. And I think it's time for them to take this season to the next level, which is, you know, trying to get to the World Series and give the New York Yankees fans, you know, a great opportunity to watch their team, you know, playing in the last games of the season.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Williams. Bernie, I'll let you get back to it. Hopefully I can get up there August 3rd to see you. If not, I'll catch you when you're back at the stadium.
All right, man. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much, guys. Take care. God bless.
Appreciate you, Bern. That's 5-1, Bernie Williams. Burn, baby, burn. Again, from the top. Saturday, RidgefieldPlayhouse.org.com to buy tickets to the celebrity softball game. I played in it in 2022. I'm not going to be able to play this year, and I wasn't able to play last year because back-to-back years, that was my literal moving day. I mean, the timing for me is terrible. I'm like, the FOMO, it's so fun. Like, I got to be in left field, and Mariano was in center field. Mariano hit a homer that day. And in between innings, right, somebody interviewed me. I forget what it was for. It was Chris DeStefano interviewed me, and they pulled me out of left field. And I'm not in left field, and somebody hits the ball to left field. I think two or three fly balls go over the left fielder's head. After that, Mariano comes up to me like, hey, where you at? What's going on? I'm like, oh, they pulled me over for an interview. They said, you know, take an inning off so we get someone else in there. Mariano's like, no, we're trying to win. I need your speed. I need your athleticism out there. And he's patrolling center field. Like, remember back in the day when we used to see him shagging fly balls? He's competitive like that. Like, you guys can go hang out with Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera, Doc Gooden, and Jeff Nelson, Willie Randolph. Like, I'm telling you as a fan, like, I'm so mad because that first year was everything. I don't know how much I talked about that to not be able to go back-to-back years, and it's getting bigger and better, and more people are coming out, and they're selling more tickets, and it's becoming this, like, annual thing. 2025. I'll be there in 2025. RidgefieldPlayhouse.org to get tickets. August 3rd, I'm hoping to make the trip up there that Saturday, get the nanny, take my wife up there. It's MillbrookWine.com. For Bernie's blend and the, you know, wine that Bernie has. I mean, this guy does everything. Also, another great event. Maybe you've seen the Yankees magazine feature on it. If you do follow the Bronx Zoo, my guy Jake was up there covering it. Shout out to Bernie's daughter as well, who did the artwork on the bottle. And last but not least, you heard what he said about his dad passing. And all of this is for a cause. It's tuneintolunghealth.com. And they work with Breathless, and Breathless sponsors the game. And it's all about awareness on the disease that killed Bernie's father.